Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Pachyuk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting second. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The DH, Lee Lacy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Flanagan covering, for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Jim Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight takes first base on ball four. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rayford for a passed ball. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerhart takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Jim Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Patchy Orick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gerhart strikes out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Patchy Orick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patchy Orick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Patchy Orick reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder bunts towards the mound. Flanagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Patchy Orick moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Gerhart fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gerhart. Pachioric scores. Schroeder goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a pop-up towards short. Svium settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Svium hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Svium reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Brewers. Jim Pachioric is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioric is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pachioric hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner is walked intentionally. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 4 in the game. Braggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.